It's quite remarkable how colours influence our lives. Red, of course, is a symbol of fiery anger. Green is calm and restful. And blue is often cold and depressing. Relevant sayings live on in everyday conversation, like describing something annoying as a red rag to a bull. Someone who's inexperienced at something as green, and states of sadness and depression as being blue. Colours still influence human beings, even if the person is colourblind. And incredible as it may be, totally blind people have many times claimed to be able to feel and distinguish between different colours. Take the colour red for a moment. There's no doubting that the shade of red that I see is the same shade of red that you see. Even a colourblind person could probably identify a particular shade, and there's a good chance that a totally blind person, with a little practice, could feel that particular shade. We can all, to a greater or lesser degree, sense different wavelengths of light and identify them. But do my eyes and brain actually see red, or indeed any other particular colour in the same way as you? How would you describe seeing the colour red? It's, to all intents and purposes, impossible to know if the glorious red sunset I see is identified in the same way by you. It might be the same wavelength, but you might see it in what my eyes and brain perceive as green. You might see blood as green, but know it as red. Surely it would be more accurate to describe our colour experiences by their respective wavelengths. Then there would be no mistaking. I could describe this subject as being as vast as the deep 380 nanometer ocean. Spring meadows and hedgerows would be 1,000 different shades based around 500 nanometers, and that awe-inspiring sunset around 700 nanometers glowing on the horizon. Doesn't sound the same though, does it?